Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Very, very easy, fast, and I hope you love it. And also, everyone, just stay tuned here really quick. We're adjusting levels. We're doing some interesting things to make sure everything sounds okay. So if you hear anything crazy, we're working on that. So please bear with us for just a moment. And also, our radio station, as you guys know, Josie's Country Blast Radio, it was it released on Saturday, February 9th. It debuted, and we can be heard at Josie's, J-O-S-I-E-S, CountryBlastRadio.com, on Live365, Roku, TiVo, and many of your smartphone devices as well, such as iPhones and Droids. I actually have the app. Is that weird? I actually have the app to hear the show, to hear Josie's Country Blast Radio, because, you know, it's all my favorite tunes on there, you know? It's like a personal playlist type deal for me. But anyway, I have it on my iPhone, and all it is the app Live365. And then type in Country Blast, and I'll be, like, the first one to pop up. So easy, 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 easy. And it's a free app, so you don't have to worry about that. And you just check it out. Our Josie's Country Blast radio page is on Facebook as well, even right here at josieshow.com when we're not live with the Josie Show. That plays. And we will be having a mix of new and classic country music, music from signed, unsigned artists, top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dancehall music, so make sure you tune in. We have pretty much everything for everybody. So, you know, we like to keep it rolling with great music for all of you, and it's awesome. So make sure you tune in on the work, on the go, all that fun stuff. And we're excited because we were actually ranked number 6. I believe it's number 5 now. Yeah, we're ranked number 5 now. On Live365 in the country genres for stations, and that's also competing with FM stations, you know, that stream through Live365. So we're very proud and very excited. We have already moved ahead of some FM stations, so we thank you so much, because it wouldn't be possible without you guys listening to it. So I thank you guys so, so much. Maybe like a couple weeks ago I found out I was number 5, and I pretty much passed out. We had to have the smell and salts and everything. What is it called? Yeah, smelling salts. I said that right. Yeah. But yeah, I had to. I was, you know, I like hit the floor. That was awesome. I thought that was amazing. Thank you guys so, so much. Keep listening. I hope you guys love all the music that we have up there. We have pretty much, you know, everything. We have every single type of, you know, country music that you will ever, ever need. So it's all good. And also for people who are new to the Josie Show, because I know a lot of people, I'm actually getting a lot more people from Josie's Country Blast Radio that didn't know that I had another show before, which is the Josie Show. So I just want to mention a little bit more about the Josie Show here before we get started. So first off, we're here every Friday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and you can listen by phone, online at our website, josieshow.com, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/josieshow, and click on the Listen Live link. And if you miss us one Friday night, that is totally not a problem, because all of our episodes are archived right here on our site. So you can listen anytime, any day, anywhere. You can tell your cousins, best friends, mothers, sisters, in-laws, you know, all of them, all of those people. Hopefully they enjoy it too. We're also on iTunes, Zune, Stitcher Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and many, many other podcast sites. And what's really cool is we're the first one that pops up on Google. So if you wanna, if you need to, you know, you got your resources. Google is good. You just type in the Josie Show, and it has pretty much all of our links. So it's very, very easy. And remember, while we are live, we also have 50 phone lines available for you. So if you want to say hello or ask one of our guests a question while they're on, just call our live line. It doesn't, you know, you don't have to worry. We'll get you on. It's 646-381-4339. All calls are pre-screened before you come on air, so you're going to get to talk to Tina first, which is always a good time, so don't you worry. So remember, 646-381-4339. Also, right here on the Josie Show site, when we're not live, you could still come here and hear our 24/7 radio station playing. Josie's Country Blast Radio plays here, you know, when we're not live. So it's awesome. You could listen to both. If, you know, one show is off the air, you can listen to another one. So it's all together. And so, yes, and also I want to thank everyone so much for using the chat room. I know a lot of people are at work or, you know, not able to, you know, be there, be, you know, on their computers while the show is actually live, while this show is actually live. But for those that, you know, are able to be here, thank you so much for using the chat room and chatting with us and, you know, asking all your fantastic questions to the guests. And it's always a good time. I love seeing what you guys are doing. I do have to admit, sometimes I, you know, I lower it a little bit because sometimes I, you know, get a little distracted. Guys are a little fun. You guys are really funny in there, but I still check out everything, and it's a lot of fun. Sue is
having a whole little conversation with ourselves. We weren't sure if anybody was hearing us or not.
We're good.
We're chatting, you know, doing our thing. And once again, welcome to a live show. Isn't it fun? Now, wouldn't you much rather do this than, you know, hear something pre-recorded? I mean, boring. This is
so much more exciting. Watching Josie embarrass herself live. I mean, what is more... You know, what kind of enjoyment can you get? Like, I mean, this is it. Like,
you got to do it. So tonight, our first guest here, Brandon Maddox, will join us at 7:30 Central. So we've got about 15 minutes till we talk to him.
Yeah.
After that, at about 8:00 p.m. Central, we will have White Panther joining us, and he's already in the chat room. So if you want to join us in the chat room at josieshow.com,
chat with him
through the forums. And you can come in and chat with him as well. Tim Garman has also joined us in the chat room. As you know, he is a VIP member of the Josie Show and a former guest. So definitely come on. You can chat with him in there in the chat room as well. And then we have Malik Hawkins. I believe Malik Hawkins is like 11, and he has done everything, acting, TV, film, commercial, modeling, and miming. We have to ask about miming because that is so
cool. Yeah, that is so cool.
It's
very, very cool. And I, you know, I'm just beyond excited about, about getting to talk to these great, great artists, and, you know, people who, you know, do just interesting, fascinating things. I mean, mining, we haven't had anybody do that yet on the Josie Show, which is so cool. I want to talk to him a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he does a lot of other cool things. I mean, he's an amazing actor and, you know, so this is gonna be a good one.
We have to tell everybody what it is that we're going to do on this upcoming Tuesday. We got tickets for, and this is the first time we've actually seen one of these live. It's a tribute artist for Tim McGraw. So I think back in the day, I don't remember what they used to call them, but now they're called tribute artists. And so we're excited. We got tickets to go to a local place.
Does anyone remember when a tribute band only paid tribute after the original artist was, like, deceased?
Yeah, I know, so I never quite know what to say. I mean, you know, back in the day, I mean, we didn't hear tribute artists. We heard, you know, like a lookalike or, you know, like a, I don't know what you would say, but.
Yeah.
Anyways, we've seen pictures. The name of the show is called Almost McGraw, and I guess he performs all over the world doing this tribute show of his, and he looks identical to Tim McGraw. Everything from the hat to the open shirt to the whole deal, exactly like him. So we're excited, and we're hoping to be able to, you know, hop behind the stage for a second and give him a card and try and get him on the Josie Show because he's definitely world famous for what he does. So we're excited about it. We want to talk to him. We think that'd be awesome cool to hear from the artist. Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking.
Yeah, I heard him talking.
I can't hear, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds very mumbled when
it's
you talk.
Really,
it sounds like,
really low, yeah.
You could go backstage and be like, hi, I'm almost Josie.
I am Josie, okay?
Oh, that would be so funny. Yeah, we'd give that a try and see how that goes. But let's go ahead and get our announcements out of the way now so that we've got all the time in the world for our three guests here in a little bit. So coming up in March, our lineup still includes, because March is not quite over yet, we've got one more show, Bodie Powell, Johnny Branham, Tammy Carlisle, and Kelsey Johnston will still be joining us here in March. And I believe our April is probably already up on the page. I know Alan's working hard to update our schedule. So definitely go to josieshow.com right there on the home page. If you go ahead and you scroll down beyond where the chat room area is, you will see all of the guests for the month for the Josie Show and the Josie Show Special Edition. So
tonight, who isn't making it in tonight?
No, we will have all three guests. So we are all good tonight. So the three guests that we talked about, we will have. All right. So now, let me see. Oh,
four guests tonight.
What?
We're supposed to have four guests tonight. Drew, you.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes we change things in the middle of the week. Boom, bam, changed. So all we did was announce the three that we knew for sure that we were having, so we're all good. Also, if you have any questions for our guests next week, you can submit them to us by emailing them to josie@josieshow.com or call our 24-hour contact line and leave a message. We also do shout-outs, so if you want to give a message to a special someone on air, just let us know, and we will work that in for you. Coming up, we have some great artists for the Josie Show Special Edition episodes. On Monday, March 8th, we're going to bring you Bill Green, and he'll be joining us live. And on April 22nd, we will bring you Jack and Misty, who will also be joining us live. So tune in for that right here. You could still hear Josie Show Special Edition at josieshow.com, 7 o'clock Central. Keep it real easy. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
We need VIP members, and you could advertise on a station in the Josie Show, because basically if we start paying our guests, they might actually show up.
Oh, that's all right. You either want to come on and get the promotion or you don't.
It's fine. It's
all
good.
With us. We just love to talk, so we don't care. We
it's all good. It's all good. So
I'll be doing a contest soon. You get to be Josie's boyfriend for 15 minutes on Facebook.
Wow.
A whole 15 minutes? That's way too much. That's way too much.
I thought I said 50.
You get a lot of tweets in 15 minutes.
15.
Wow, 15 only?
Oh, that is hysterical, yeah. So it should be a lot of fun. Yeah, if you can get into the chat room, definitely do that. White Panther is hysterical. He is a funny man, talented and very funny. So
he is.
You got to get in there and see all of his little messages. He's just funny, funny, funny.
Well,
he just cracks me up.
He's writing a song about a girl from Chicago, and we should get an update on how that's coming along.
We should. We should. We can ask Tim Garman to either call in. Hey, if you want to call in and say hi, we do have a few minutes till our guests show up. We've got about 10 minutes until Brandon joins us. The number is 646-381-4339. You can call us, come on live on the air, say hey to Josie. It's 646-381-4339. And, yeah, definitely, we would love an update. So if Tim wants to call in or if he wants to type in the chat room. What?
If they don't call in, we have a squirrel that'll call in.
Yeah, yeah, definitely call in so we don't have to hear the squirrel call. That's so funny, cracks me up. So it should be a good time, good time. Yeah, so we've got 10 minutes, so if you want to call in and say, hey, that would be an awesome, awesome thing. What else are we forgetting?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about some more iPhone stuff because I've been getting messages, remember the last time that I talked and I talked about all the iPhone apps I have?
Yeah, I know you're all about the apps.
And you know, how cool they all were, and I was asking for suggestions and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I've been getting a lot of messages on Facebook, you know, in private messages. They're asking me, you know, what kind of apps, you know, are they, and, you know, what's your favorite one, and, you know, what stuff have you tried? So I got more apps. I found more apps for you all. That I think you guys would like.
I'm wondering, what happened to the days when you used the phone to make a phone call?
You know what? Those days are over, long gone. I
we
mean,
don't really
you
use
could
the
use
phone
so
to call
much.
People.
You know what? Not with text. Not when there's text.
No, we don't have time to talk to people. We just text.
That's funny. But no, seriously, there's so many things that you could do with phones now. I mean, if you have your iPhone, there's so many different iPhone apps. It's like a million different apps. I mean, probably more than just a million, but there's probably a lot. But, yeah, so I have, like, you know, under entertainment, I have, like, Netflix and Hulu Plus and YouTube. You know, I have to get my YouTube on there because that's where I get to, you know, see all of my videos about, you know, funny things that happen with, like, dogs and, you know, cute animals and stuff. And, you know, I'm a creeper like that. I like that kind of stuff. And also, I have, like, games like slots because, you know, I'm not 21 yet, so I got to, you know, practice. And it's true. And also I have, like, lid.
You know what, your sippy cup.
I do. You know what? I really do. I have my sippy cup in the right hand, my iPhone in the left hand, you know, playing some slots, getting some imaginary coins. I do have to say, though, in slots, I wish, I know this so is never going to happen. Never know, but yeah, it won't happen. But I wish that when you actually win money on these games, actual money, like, flies out of the speakers, because that would be amazing. Like, because I get a lot of coins. I'm so good at this slots. I mean, I would be, like, totally rich by now if it came out of the speakers. I'm serious. That's the way to go. iPhone people, let's do it. And I also have, I have Temple Run. Oh, there's this really cool app that I found. That you could actually send flowers to, you know, your loved ones. It's called Flower Garden, and how it happens is you have to plant virtual flowers. And this is so cute. You plant, like, virtual flowers with seeds that you have to buy. You don't have to, like, buy them, not with real money, like, you know, fake play money on this game. And you can unlock... you could unlock different seeds and stuff, and then you plant it. You could send it through text to a loved one with a nice message, and you can, you know, give them a little flower that you created on the iPhone. And right now my mom's waving me down. What? What's going on? My mom manager?
Shit, I was everything a few seconds ago. Now I'm just a mother.
Mom.
We have got a Josie Show friend on the line.
Ooh,
so,
I love
Josie
Show friends.
We've got Mr. Tim Garman on the line. Let me go ahead and see if I can turn his mic on here.
Wow. Woo! Hello, Tim Garman.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good.
Awesome. For people who don't know, I've had Tim Garman on the show multiple times. Yeah. And you are actually our very first VIP member. We get to play some songs, you know, on Josie's Country Blast Radio and the Josie Show, and you are a real good Josie Show friend. And I think you are amazing. Can you tell everyone, you know, who you are, what you do? You know, refresh people's minds. If they didn't get to hear the interview between the two of us, you could actually see it on, hear it. You see it. You can't see it. You can hear it on josieshow.com under the archives. But can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Tim Garman?
Okay. Well, I've been playing guitar since I was like 4 years old. I had a brother named Mark that taught me how to play a little bit, and he died with cancer at the age of 22 when I was like 8 years old. And anyway, he showed me a few things, and I've played guitar all my life. And like in the last 10 years or so, I started writing, and I've written over 250 songs. And my music is on ReverbNation.com. And I've got an album out on iTunes called Living at the Top of Texas.
Absolutely. You can check it all out.
So I love country music, and I've played it all my life. I like all the classic country artists, Merle Haggard, Charlie Bride, George Jones, all those like that. But I do have a few songs that I'm more progressive than that, but I like music, you know, all the way around. So, you know, whatever I write is what I write.
Oh, I love that. And as you mentioned, you're a songwriter, and you're an amazing songwriter at that. You actually wrote a little piece of a song that you wrote for the Josie Show. We play it all the time at the beginning of the episodes, which is really cool. So your songwriting, do you take it from personal experience, or how do you, you know, come up with the songs that you write?
Oh, yeah. a lot of it is personal. Some of it isn't, you know, it comes from an idea that I have, or I might be just walking around and something will all of a sudden come into my head and I'll just stop and write about it. And but a lot of it, I'm going to say probably 85% of my writing is from personal experience.
Very nice, very nice. I love the songs that are from personal experience. I think you can connect more to them, you know what I mean? And, you know, songs that are kind of made up, you can kind of tell, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you sing from the heart, which is why we love your music, you know?
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. The song y'all played earlier, Lovin' Arizona, it is something personal that I wrote there, and mm-hmm. it means quite a bit to me. So, yeah, that's one of my personal songs that I come up with there.
Yeah, and I'm so, so happy that you have it, you know, and you give it to us to let us play it. We love that song. We play it on the show. We make sure it's played, you know, every chance that we can, every chance we get. And also, can you tell everyone, because I know you're on Facebook, I think you're on Twitter. Can you give us all those links?
Okay, Twitter is twitter.com/TIMGAR123. Facebook is facebook.com/Tim.Garman.5.
Perfect, perfect.
And
I know you, I mean, you know that I cannot, you know, leave this conversation without asking you, how's your little song going, you know, with the country girls from Illinois, Chicago? Any progress?
Well, I have written it. I've got a clip of it that's, you know, just kind of basic right now. But I am working on the tracks. I haven't finished it yet, but I have mm-hmm. got it in the works, and hopefully I'll have that out in the next month or so. So I think it's going to be pretty good.
Oh, what'd you say, Alan?
You want to premiere that right here on a Josie show.
Yes, I do.
That sounds great. I appreciate everything y'all do. And
oh,
I really have enjoyed listening.
Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, not only are you on the show, you listen, which is very, very cool. I mean, you are in the chat room, and you are a lot of fun. You add a little something-something to that chat room. You are a really fun guy. And also, you know, with that new song, I'm very, very excited about, because that's going to be like, that's kind of going to, you know, be my little personal, you know, song that you're writing. I mean, that's going to be, you know, my tune. I'm going to love it.
Well, I've enjoyed writing it for y'all, and, you know, I look forward to, you know, coming out with that. And it won't be too much longer. I just kind of putting the finishing touches on it.
I like it. You're sprinkling that Tim Garman sound on it. I like it. Add a little bit of it. And
we really have to say, I have to cut in here really quickly. We really have to say thank you for recognizing the fact that you don't have to come climbing out of the Georgia water to enjoy country music. So thank you very much for recognizing us country girls that live in Illinois. We appreciate it.
We do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, Uncle Tim.
What?
What was that, Alan?
There's a reason why we call you Uncle Tim.
Okay.
That's right.
Just
because we live in Illinois doesn't mean we haven't climbed on a tractor or two.
Exactly. Exactly. I never have, but
well, that's
you
true.
Probably
I mean,
have.
The first time Jersey performed Teenage Girl, it was in front of a barn with cows and chickens.
It was awesome, okay? That was the best singing experience. I mean, for all those new artists out there, if you get nervous or something, all you have to do is sing in front of a couple cows and some chickens in front of a barn, and your stage fright is, like, out the window because they're tough. Okay, you guys might not think so, but cows are tough because they'll be like moo if you don't like it, and it kind
of
sounds like boo.
They're
so
jealous,
you know what?
Of your cowbell abilities.
I don't have my. Oh wait, I do. Wait, hold on here. Okay, I've been practicing, people. I got my cowbells out. Watch out now. Okay, so I've been practicing. You ready for this? Watch out. Okay, here we go.
Ready.
You like it? Yeah, I'm not that good.
Hey, that sounds good. Hey, save that sound effect. I might use that in that song I'm writing.
Yeah, You're just being kind.
And, you know, Josie, you should try the cowbells along with those drumsticks.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. And you are beyond. You guys are beyond awesome. And our next guest is actually here. So Tim Garman, I just want to thank you so much for calling in, taking the time to call us tonight.
I enjoyed it, and I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all take care.
Oh, you too. Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Tim Garman, everyone. Check him out on Reverb Nation, Facebook, Twitter, all his fun sites. Yeah. All right. So I'm so excited. Oh, goodness. I just got distracted by the chat room. Oh, Josie, turn it off. So now I want to welcome my first guest here. Everyone, please welcome Brandon Maddox to the show. Woohoo! As we turn on his mic. Yes. Hello.
Hey. How's it going, Josie?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. We've been looking forward to having you and chatting with you.
Yeah. I've been putting the word out. I was telling Tina. So I'm excited about being on here and talking with you. So.
Oh, amen. I'm with you on there on that. And I'm just so excited because we have a lot of fun questions for you to get to know you a little bit better. But I kind of want to start, you know, in the beginning. I want to rewind a little bit because I want to start from, you know, when you first started making music, I believe, as a young child. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I was about 3 or 4 years old when I first started liking music a lot, and mm-hmm. I was just singing all the time, loved to sing. I was listening to my dad's old records because he had a bunch of them, and he would just spin all these obscure tunes and stuff that, you know, you had heard before. You know, he would just play the whole record. And I'd sit there and soak it in at a young age. Well, when I was about 11, 12 years old, I decided I was going to pick up the guitar and teach myself to play. I was always a little bit nervous around anybody teaching me, you know, like a stranger or anything like that. So I was like, I'm going to have to teach myself this because I'm not comfortable, you know, around, you know, a lot of strangers and stuff. So I just, my grandfather had an old guitar, classical guitar with a crack in it down in the woodshed. And so they said, you can have that guitar. So I went down, I restrung it, and I started teaching myself to play out of old Beatles books. And I just look in the back of the Beatles book where all the guitar chord charts were, and I just sit there for hours, and I just, you know, sit there and teach myself songs. And a lot of times I wouldn't let myself even go, you know, eat any food or whatever. I just kind of, you know, let no pain, no gain at that age, and sit there and learn the songs. So
wow, that is dedication. I mean, you wanted to do something, and you pretty much, you know, did it just on your own, which is cool.
Right. Yeah.
Mhm. I like it. Take you know, take every ounce that you want. You just do your thing. I like it. And you know, when did you really realize though that this is what you wanted to pursue as a career? Like, you wanted to do this for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Well, I had little, you know, bubbles along the way of like, okay, so this might be what I'd like to do with my life. You know, as a teenager, I would form a band, and then the band would disband, and I would be like, I'm not sure if I'd like to do this. And I just had, you know, but I wasn't sure until I was about 24, 25 years old. And I was in college, and I'd already gone through college to know that, okay, I'm not really interested in doing this as much as I would like to do, like I thought I would, like business. And so I went for a business degree. It was a great backup plan to the music business because there's a lot of business, as you know, in music. So I moved to Nashville right after I graduated, and I said, you know, I'm going to go for this full-fledged. And ever since then, I've just been – you know, here and just playing the songs and going after it, you know, as much as I can with all my heart. So that's been, I guess, about that age, 25, I decided this is what I'd like to do with my life.
Nice, nice. And you do it so well. Seriously,
well, thank you.
You do it so well. Yes, yes. And, you know, what I'm curious about, who do you listen to? Like, who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
Yeah, I would say that there's a whole host of musical influences. I'm kind of an old soul when it comes to music. I was, you know, obviously schooled, you know, at a young age on a lot of the classic stuff, the 50s and 60s music. But as I got older, I branched out, looked for, you know, other stuff. And the early Brad Paisley records, the Mud on the Tires and that sort of stuff, kind of gravitated me towards country. And that's what got me more into the country field. So I'd say Brad Paisley and even George Strait. I liked a lot of his stuff. And and some of the 90s country, John Michael Montgomery, as far as country music goes, as far as rock music, the Beatles, obviously a big influence by a lot of people. They're melodic, everything they do with chords and melodies. And then even big band stuff like Bobby Darin, Frank Sinatra, that kind of stuff are others. And the list goes on. I mean, I could just start naming off names and go all night. So, yeah.
You have a huge list there. You like everything, which is how I am too. I like it. You got a variety. Also, you're a great songwriter as well, and you've written well over 700 songs so far, thus far. And I think that's awesome and amazing and just it's beyond cool. And you were a staff writer as well. Can you tell us a little bit about your songwriting process? How do you do it?
I actually ever since I was a staff writer and before that, I always kind of just kept ideas on hand. I'd heard from a big writer in town, his songwriter, and said, "Hey, I keep a book and a log of all the ideas that come in my head. They may be dumb, they may be good, whatever they are." And at the time, you think that they're good. You're just like, "Oh, that sounds good." And then you go back and look at it, and you're like, "I don't know if that was as good as I thought it was." So you keep a long list, and I've got legal pads full of titles and ideas with those titles. And then when I go into a songwriting session, I sit down and I'm writing with somebody that I feel a little bit, I haven't gotten to really know them that well, and we're just kind of breaking the ice. Then I'll be like, "Hey, what about this song title?" And it'll be a good ice-breaking song for us to write, a good first song. And we'll sit there and we'll toss around different ideas about, like, so that's got to do with that. We try to write to the hook as far as the song, but we also try to bring true experiences and life experiences that we've had into those songs and make them real, because unless it's real and has a element of that which people can connect to, it doesn't come off the way, you know, the way a great, great song comes off. So,
right.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I mean, as you mentioned, draw from true experiences, and your faith plays a role in your songwriting as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've written a lot of songs that, I'm going through a difficult moment in life, and reading the scripture and reading the Bible, and something jumps out. Reading When I'm Weak, I'm Strong, that song that I wrote, a lot of people were liking it for like several years. They were like, "I love that song," you know, and I was like, that's a 5-year-old song, you know. That song, I was just reading Corinthians, and that jumps off the page, and I took it to a friend of mine, and his mother was battling pancreatic cancer. So it really meant a lot, and my grandfather had passed away from pancreatic cancer. So us together pulled our energies into that song, and that's what made it kind of stand the test of time and be something that really jumped out to people.
Right.
Yeah.
I like it. And, you know, I'm beyond excited because we get the chance to hear some of your music, which I am beyond excited about. Thank you so much for sending them to us. It's very, very nice. So can you tell us a little bit, first off, about some of the music you have out right now, and some websites where we can, buy it and listen to it?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm really excited about the new record that I've got out right now. It's called Weightless, and you can find it on iTunes. It's on iTunes, Amazon, all your online retailers that you can find. And you can find me at facebook.com/Brandon Maddox Music, and that I post up there a lot of times the iTunes link and all that. It's just Brandon Maddox Music on Facebook. Reba McIntyre's band leader, keyboard player, produced the EP. We went in, we cut it with some of the guys play on Rascal Flatts records. They play, you know, on all the biggest records. These are the A-list session guys in Nashville that played on Waitlist. And
Wow.
It's really cool to hear him go in there and lay it down. And the one guy that kind of led the band that my producer was working in conjunction with him, this other guy was the band leader. He was a former member of a band called Bering Strait, and they were back in the late 90s, and I was a fan of theirs. And then he drifted into the session world, has become one of the leading session guys. And but anyway, I just would speak to him, and we have similar kind of the way we hear music. So I'd say, hey, I hear this in there. What do you think about that? And he'd like, oh, yeah, let's have the guys do that. Let's have the steel go in and lay that down.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of fun working with those guys. And the first single off the record that's been out to radio right now is called You Get Me That Way. And it was written with a lady named Joey Scott here, who wrote the number one song, Not That Different, for Colin Ray. So that was really cool. Now, this is a 100% fan-funded CD. I started a Kickstarter thing, and the fans spoke, and they contributed, and that was also the beauty of the project. So I'm really excited about it.
I love that type of stuff because, you know, now you know it's like it's for the fans. I mean, you guys, you know, did it. You guys got him, you know, that, and now, you know, he's singing for you. That's how I feel about it. I think that's really cool. Right now I would like to play some of your music, your first song here that we have, You Get Me That Way, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Sounds great. Here we go. You Get Me That Way by Brandon Maddox, and we'll be right back.
Catch me with a dozen yellow daisies in my hand, or thinking twice about giving some other girl a second glance. But lately, I'd say, I've been thinking, talking, and acting a little bit strange, and you're to blame. You give me that way, hit me in a good way, got me all tongue-tied, mixed up, twisted inside. Hey, baby, I like it that way. Make me want to sing, get a little rowdy, got me on the floor. Here we go. Hello, what can I say? You get me that way. Honey, could it be that cute little sideways smile that throws me off? Or your deep brown drive me crazy eyes? It always get me lost. Who knows, who cares? You're just one sweet, beautiful. Don't know how you did what you did. Make me feel like a kid. You get me that way. Get me in a good way. Got me all tongue-tied, mixed up, twisted inside. Hey, baby, I like it that way. Make me want to sing, get a little rowdy. That way, get me in a good way, got me all tongue-tied, mixed up, twisted inside. Hey, baby, I like it that way. Make me want to sing, get a little rowdy, got me on the floor. Here we go. Hello, what can I say? Oh, baby, you get me, you got me. I'm losing it, but girl, you get me that way.
Yeah, love it. You Give Me That Wave by Brandon Maddox, and we're chatting with him right now. So can you also give us some social networking sites that you're on, or the best place that fans can, and new fans can, you know, chat with you and get to know you?
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter, and it's at BMADMusic, just the letter B, M-A-D, music, on Twitter. And I also respond on Facebook, facebook.com/BrandonMaddoxMusic, M-A-D-D-O-X, on that, Brandon Maddox Music. And I respond directly to both those websites. Also, if you want to go through my contact form, my website is BrandonMaddoxMusic.com on there. So.
Perfect. And easy.
Yeah.
We don't ask easy. Yes, exactly. Awesome, awesome. And are you currently working on any other projects that you could share with us as of yet?
Well, as far as albums go, I'm kind of waiting, you know, for this album to kind of play out right now. I've got the next single I've got coming up is Picture Perfect. And I was up in the Pocono Mountains a few weeks ago. A company called Thela Management agreed to fly me up to the Poconos and do this video, and they funded it all. It's going to be for You Get Me That Way and for Picture Perfect, which was more the focus of the trip. So it's going to be a really good video, probably coming out July 13th or 14th, the way it's looking.
Awesome. That is so exciting. I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's everything came together really good for the video, so it's cool.
Good. Very, very good. And do you think it'll be on, like, YouTube or?
I'm sure it will be. I'm even trying with some different people to work on GAC, getting it on GAC and possibly CMT.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hopefully it will come together. I know somebody, knows some people, so we'll see what happens. And I was also going to say, did you get Picture Perfect? Did you get that particular one? I can't remember if I sent that one to you.
Yes, yeah? I did, and it's a very good segue because we were just about to play it.
Awesome. Cool.
Awesome, awesome. And we did not plan this, but it looks like we did, but I promise you we didn't. Here is your next song, Picture Perfect, the one you just talked about, and I'm beyond excited to get to play it tonight. So, everyone, please, please check it out. Picture Perfect by Brandon Maddox. We'll be right back with him in just a moment. Let's play it.
Five foot two, freckles on her nose. Probably not the girl you find in a fashion show. A little white ring holds her hair just fine, and those baggy jeans look great to me when I take her out at night. She may not be a 10, but then again, if you ask me, she's picture perfect on a Sunday afternoon, curled up on the couch, no makeup on or sweet perfume. Picture perfect, it's all those little things she doesn't have that gets to me. More than worth it. Perfect. Our first date, I stopped to buy that rose, locked my keys inside my car, had to call her on her phone. We spent that night fishing in the dark with a rusty old coat hanger. She hit the mark, unlocked more than just the door to my car. Oh, and that kiss was picture perfect, though not quite like I'd planned. She smiled, I kissed her teeth in the front seat of my sedan. Picture perfect, just one more memory. Perfect on a Sunday afternoon, curled up on the couch, no makeup on or sweet perfume. Picture perfect, it's all those little things she doesn't have to still get to me. More than worth it.
Love it. That was Picture Perfect by Brenda Vanek, and we're back with him right now. So I've seen that you have tons of performance dates scheduled, and you know what I'm wondering, how many live performances do you usually do in, say, a year? Like, how many do you love doing live performances?
I love live performances. They are great. I love, yes. So I probably have about, so far this year, probably about 100 out there.
Yeah.
And I'm still looking, you know, as time unfolds, there will be more. But I probably have about 100 right now in the works.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. And, you know, for people that, you know, want kind of a one-stop shop where they can, you know, find all of your scheduled dates, pretty much just brandonmaddoxmusic.com, right? Is that the best place for people to find your schedule?
That's right. Yeah, that'll have the show and tour schedule up there. Mm-hmm. I need to update it because I have some more that I need to add to it. But
yes.
That's. I try to keep it as updated as possible, so it should be ready tomorrow.
Sounds good. And I'm going to post the link after the show. So just everyone, just click on that, and you'll be able to see everything that that Brandon is up to. You'll get to see everything. And so I have some fun questions here for you. The first fun question, because it wouldn't be the Josie Show without any fun questions. So first off, what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
I like to garden. I like to go hiking. I like the whole outdoor thing. And traveling. I love the beach when there's time and money.
Yes, right.
That's the thing is the time and the money. And I love the mountains and the beach. Between those, I'm not sure which I like more. Probably the beach, since it's been a longer time since I've been. But it's pretty much what I enjoy doing, just hanging with friends, playing some, of course, that involves music too, but playing some tunes on the guitar and kicking back a little bit. So
awesome. You deserve that downtime to do all that fun stuff. Love it. And then also the last fun question here for you have you ever had any kind of embarrassing onstage moment that you could share with us while you were performing live?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that was last night.
Ooh, share.
Well, I've been dealing a lot with some allergies this, you know, every spring and fall I get some allergies going on, and so I've had those. It's really bad the past couple of weeks. And so last night I was supposed to be playing about 11:30 at night last night for this shindig they had going on. And
right. It
turned out the guy comes up and says, "Hey, man, I hope it doesn't inconvenience you at all, but can we move you back a little bit and get a couple of bands up there?" And I asked my fans that showed up, and they said, "No, it's fine with us. We'll stay." It turned into a longer ordeal, and so it was about 12:45 before I actually got up to play, and almost 1 a.m. And so coming in off the street, there's this cold breeze near the stage. So when I get up there to sing, I'm just, my vocal cords are like, I'm all of a sudden, I'm like a frog, you know, in my throat. I'm like, oh, man. So I get to singing, and there were some moments and some spots in there I just could not help my voice cracking. It's like, here it is. It's cracking. This is raw. And and I was like, man, this is embarrassing. I can do everything I can to try to control it, but it's just happening. And between being late getting up there, between talking a lot and stuff, socializing, which puts a strain on the vocal cords and the cold air and allergies, it was just too much. So that was one. There was another time I play the harmonica and the guitar at the same time. So I put a harmonica holder around my neck and I'll play some harmonica sometimes. So when I was about when I was about 18, I'm performing before like 500 people at this show, it's actually at a college, and I was playing it and I had a broken harmonica holder, but I was too stubborn and cheap to get a new harmonica holder, so I rigged it to try to get it to work, and so sometimes it would fall open. So I'm going to play, I think, Piano Man by Billy Joel or something. I go to try to do it, and as soon as my lips touch the harmonica, the thing falls open. So that's another memory.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? That just proves you're human. I mean, things like that happen. Your voice may crack. I mean, plus, you know, the cold and the all that stuff. I mean, you have a reason. So, you know, you're human. It happens.
Yeah.
I love those kind of questions because, you know, people think that you go on stage and you're perfect and everything goes as planned. But sometimes when you're live, things just don't go as planned. You never know.
You know? Yeah, and if equipment's going to fail, it's going to fail when you're on stage, too. So
that it always works that way. Mm-hmm. Always seems to. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Well, you know what? I think you are incredible, and keep performing. Keep doing amazing, amazing performances for us fans and putting out great music for us and videos, which I'm very excited about, your new video. Yeah. But I just want to thank you so, so much for taking the time to chat with me, and I had so much fun talking with you. You rock.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you having me, and it's been a blast. I like your show, so appreciate you having me, and hopefully we can do this again soon. Okay?
My pleasure. And, yeah, absolutely. Whenever, you know, new music comes on or, you know, the video, I would love to come and, you know, I would love for you to come on and chat with me about it, you know. Do a little, what is it? What do I like to call it? I don't know. We have some special way to call it. I don't know. But, yeah, we'd love to catch up with you, you know?
That'd be great. I'll let you know. We'll keep in touch.
Sounds good. Here. Sounds good. I will. Thank you so, so much. Brandon Maddox, everyone. Check him out. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. I'll see you.
You too. Bye. Awesome. Awesome. He's awesome. I had so much fun chatting with him. Brandon Maddox, everyone. And also remember his website is BrandonMaddoxMusic.com. Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X, music.com. Check it out. Check out his music. We got to play Picture Perfect and You Get Me That Way. You know what? There should be like a another song that he could do in there. Picture Perfect, You Get Me That Way. I don't know. Sounds good. So is my next guest here. All right. So that was weird. My mic just went out. Oh, goodness. Always happens to me. So here is my next guest. Everyone, please welcome White Panther to the show. Woo-hoo!
How are you doing?
Hi, I am doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. Got a little jolting news just before we went on the air. It isn't national news. At least I hope it doesn't become national news. My girl works at the University Medical Center here in Tucson, and apparently there's a gunman outside of the administration building at U of A right now.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah, they're evacuating the buildings, and she's keeping me posted on text messages, so... I'm
oh my.
Just oh my. Have my nearby, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. We don't have another tragedy, Tucson.
Right, right. Please keep us up to date, too. Oh, my gosh, that is crazy. What is up with all this?
I mean, on a lighter note.
Yeah, on a lighter note, I mean, you are an amazing country artist. That's an interesting segue. But you are amazing, and I want to start off, because being Italian myself with the love of country music, I'm excited to say that you are known as the Brooklyn-born Italian cowboy. That's a name. I like it.
Yes.
I like it. So please tell us a little bit about, you know, being a Brooklyn-born Italian cowboy. Tell us how that came to be.
Well, when mommy and daddy love each other a whole lot.
I know that part.
We don't have to go back that far. Oh. Yes. Well, I usually introduce myself saying I was born and most likely conceived under the Verrazano Bridge in Brooklyn, New York. I can feel mom cringing as I speak. Wound up moving to Seattle for a business opportunity back in 2005. And through a series of events came to visit a guest ranch here in Tucson, just outside of Tucson, in March of 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the short version. Absolutely fell in love with it. Came back to visit the ranch a total of four times in 2007. Came back in January of 2008, bought some property, moved down in May, and good Lord, I never thought I'd ever say this, but Tucson is home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that. And when did you start, you know, realizing that you wanted to start, you know, making music, you know?
Well, I had actually started hosting, quite by accident, a karaoke gig at this little watering hole out in the middle of nowhere down in Cochise County.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 2.5 years that I hosted karaoke, I seemed to have this gift where I got someone who had never, ever sang before to get up and grab the microphone. And I was particularly proud on those evenings when someone would walk in with their arms folded saying, "There's no way in hell that I'm going to sing tonight." And by the end of the night, we were sharing a shot of Patron, and I couldn't get the mics out of their hands. So for two and a half straight years, I got someone new to sing with me, and just the love of music has always been a part of my life. The songwriting, though, didn't really start until this very special lady came into my life in June of 2010. We will refer to her as either She Who Shall Go Nameless, or as I'd like to refer to her, She Who Must Be Obeyed. She told me just to keep it on the down.
No. I like that name.
Yes. Little does she know that my next demo album is actually going to be named after the title song, which is her name. I still need to sell her on that, though.
Yeah, dun, dun, dun. Very, very cool, though. Very, very cool, though. And what I was wondering, you know, why country music? You know, why did you choose that route to, you know, start with? I mean, country music.
It's not like it was something that was planned. I'll be perfectly honest. I've always liked good music, you know, regardless of the genre. There are some genres that if you ride in the car with me, you will most likely not hear on the radio. But I've listened to all kinds of music, everything classical to hip-hop to you name it. Being in the desert and having, you know, ridden my ponies and herded cattle, yes, I've roped, I've ridden, I've branded, you name it. It just kind of felt natural. When I tell you a little bit about the songwriting process that I undergo, it's almost hard to say that I plan to write country. It's just kind of how they all come out.
Right, right. You didn't plan it. You just it has to be in your blood or in your soul or something. I don't know. Something is controlling you in that direction.
When it comes to country music, it's always first and foremost about the story, about the lyrics, about real situations and real people. And you know, and it's easier for me to just shoot from the hip and speak from the heart than to sit down and scratch my head for hours on end trying to figure out how I'm going to create some artificial circumstance that'll be catchy enough and put some words and some music to it so that people will listen and shell out ridiculous amounts of money buying albums. For me, it's always been first and foremost about stories. I wrote my very, very first song for her on June 15th, little less than a month after we first started seeing each other. Wrote my second song the very next morning. I was driving back from Tucson, heading back out to the sticks, and I'm heading across town, and as I'm coming up to Speedway Boulevard, I hear this god-awful noise under the hood of the truck, and I look to my left, and there's a Jiffy Lube on the far corner. I pull into the Jiffy Lube, but told the guy that, yeah, I think I split a belt or something. And I said, you know, while I'm here, you might as well change the oil. You'll save me some time when I get home.
Yeah.
Well, as I'm sitting in the Jiffy Lube waiting room, I'm listening to the radio, or so I think.
Mm-hmm.
I lean over to the gal who is sitting two seats down from me and say, you know, I'm sorry, ma'am, hate to disturb you, but, you know, I've never heard this song before. Can you tell me who sings it? And she looks at me a little odd and says, sir, are you okay? And I said, I'm fine. All right. there's no music playing. I had literally heard this song as if it was playing on the radio from beginning to end. So I took out my BlackBerry, started jotting down the lyrics, and boom, it literally wrote it. And that is, as crazy as it sounds, that is how most of my songs get written. You know, an idea or a song or a little bit of a melody or even a couple of words will pop into my head and they'll start rattling around, and a couple of minutes later, boom, out they come.
Wow, that is awesome. I think it's so, so cool that you know, heard this in your head and you actually literally thought you were listening to a radio, but it was just your, you know, your songwriting is coming out, you know?
Absolutely.
I think that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Wow. And, you know, as you mentioned before, I mean, you love country music, of course, and, you know, but you listen to other things. Can you tell us, you know, who are your biggest musical influences? It could be in country or, you know, in another genre. I mean, who influenced
shows,
you?
The show is only 2 hours long, so I can't go through everybody. But I will tell you, I've been influenced by all kinds of folks. I'll jump back to 1999.
Mm-hmm.
This is horrible. I'm blurring on the date. The day Sinatra died. By the time I got to the Long Island Railroad to take my commute into the city to my job, I had 150 messages on my phone from all of my friends asking if I was okay and if I had heard that Sinatra had passed.
Mm-hmm.
Sinatra was a monumental influence in terms of vocal stylings. I literally went into the office, told everyone Sinatra passed away. I'm going to Hoboken, got on the ferry, literally went right across from Manhattan, went on to Washington Street. There was a little bar that Sinatra used to frequent, and I leaned against the jukebox and sang every Sinatra song under the sun for close to 48 straight hours.
Oh, wow.
When you listen how Sinatra performs, it was always 100% heart and soul. Was he the best vocalist in the world? No. I doubt anyone could make that argument. Was he one of the best song stylists in the world? Absolutely. When you listen to him sing, you were immediately transported into whatever his state of mind was. And that's kind of what I really, really try to do when I can, when I put a song down. I mean, I can list every great country artist in the world. Yes, I've been influenced by all of the greats. I've been influenced by classical composers. Good Lord, one of my favorite classical music stories is my son Frank was, I don't think he was 3 years old. He was maybe two. And I was playing some classical music on the computer, and he would walk by and just stop.
Mm-hmm.
And to see this 2 to 3 year old just stop and get this look on his face like he had been listening to this music and had felt the passion and experienced everything that Beethoven went through when he wrote Moonlight Sonata is just an astounding experience. So when I give a piece of music a listen, it's always all or nothing. It's not something I can listen to casually in the background. You know, if someone took the time to put this creation together and put their heart and soul into something, the least you can do is honor it with giving it your full attention.
Exactly. You put your full attention and full heart into each song that you make, which is why we love it so much. I mean, you just get hooked. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much.
It's great. Mm-hmm. It's true. And, you know, speaking about your music, we're very excited because we have a couple songs here to play from you. And but first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you currently have out right now that people can find on the internet or, you know, purchase, all that fun stuff? Where can we find you?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's certainly no shortage of music. I'll limit it to the stuff that's been recorded and packaged so far. I have recorded, oh goodness, since I started in July of 2010, I have written and completed 438 or 439 songs. I've got about another 160 that are almost done, and I've recorded, including a handful of covers, about 96 or 97 songs so far. I've put out four, and I'll be brutally honest, these are just demo cuts. I've put out four double demo CDs that have between 17 and 20 tracks per. They're available on ReverbNation.com. They're available on iTunes, on basically all of the major electronic distribution channels. They're all out there right now. There are a handful, including the covers and some of the new originals that I haven't quite batched together yet to put together my fifth double demo CD. There's one in particular that I haven't released, you know, Baby Girl Song, and I'm sure I'm going to be in so much trouble for even mentioning that on the air.
Right.
I'm real easy to find. There are not a whole lot of White Panthers out there in the music industry. There is, and I will warn you folks, if you search for me online, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on MySpace, I'm on Reverb Nation. There's one other individual out there who goes by the name of White Panther, W-H-Y-T-E. It's funny as heck because I used to live in the Seattle area. It's some nut in the Seattle area who claims to be a vampire. I'll just tell you this right now. I am not a vampire, okay?
Okay. That's scary. Wow. That's interesting, but I'm glad that you cleared that up so people don't think, you know, wow, vampire on the Josie Show. I mean, that could get me a lot of views, though. You're good.
I don't
you're
need
good.
That. To the list.
Wow. That's crazy, but good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know where to find you. We'll post your links so people don't go to the vampire guy. All right.
Thank you very so much.
No problem. We'll make sure they don't go there. Wow, that's just crazy. But I want to play your songs now. I'm beyond excited. Let's play your first song, Meet the Devil, and we'll be right back. Okay.
See, here I thought you were going to use that to introduce me.
Meet the Devil. No, not this time. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. But this is a great song. I'm excited to play it on the Josie Show. So let's play it now, Meet the Devil by White Panther, and we'll be right back.
Has. People tell me not to worry none, but I've gotten all that jazz. Some chalk it up to bad luck, but I won't take that chance. I know the devil man is behind it all, and it's time somebody just kicked his ass. Oh, if I ever meet the devil, we'll have a big throwdown. There will be some head-banging, fist-pounding, butt-kicking all around. If I ever meet the devil, he'll know his time has come. And if anybody ever asks you, beat him, tell him I'm the one. Yeah, tell him I'm the one. Bank account in the toilet, the tax man is on my back. The stress from the job is way too much, and I feel like I'm gonna cry. I want to turn this all around right now, but I just don't have the knack. I need to grab that devil man by the horns before I have me a heart attack. Oh, if I ever meet the devil, we'll have a fake throwdown. There will be some heads banging, fists pounding, butt kicking all around. Oh, if I ever meet the devil, he'll know his time has come. Tell him I'm the one. You can ask anyone I know, they'll tell you I'm as gentle as a dove.
get down on my knees and I pray to the Lord above. Listen to me, I am a patient man, but I am somebody you shouldn't trust. It's time to take off the glove. Time to meet the devil. Oh, if I ever meet the devil, we'll have a big throwdown. There will be some head-banging, fist-pounding, butt-kicking all around. Oh, if I ever meet the devil, he'll know his time has come. And if anybody ever asks you, beat him, tell him I'm the one. Yeah, tell him I'm the one.
And that was Meet the Devil by White Panther. So check that out. Remember, you know, I know that you have a Reverb Nation, all that fun stuff, but do you have, you know, websites, social networking sites? What's the best place that people can chat with you, get to know you better?
The best place to get a hold of me is probably Facebook. I'm usually, when I've got a few minutes, I kind of jump back and forth. And I'm one of those really strange guys that, you know, I'm here comes the self-deprecation portion of the show. I'm really, really wet behind the ears. I'm still a relative nobody in the business. But I do try wherever possible to answer each and every fan email or message, be it on Reverb Nation or Facebook. It's a lot harder, with Twitter. Twitter is designed to be one way, basically. So I'll keep everyone up to date with that. MySpace, again, if you really want to try to get a hold of me, your best bet is to try to reach me on Facebook, because I will more than likely be online all hours of the day or night, and I will definitely chat back. You won't get a representative. You'll actually get me, Luigi, and there the cat is out of the bag. My name is Luigi.
I like it. Well, perfect. You know, I love that, you know, you don't use someone else to, you know, talk to your fans or supporters. I mean, you do it yourself, which shows a lot of character. I like that.
Well,
you know,
thank you very much.
You love your fans. Mm-hmm.
When someone makes the effort to tell you that they like the music, and mm-hmm. I, you know, if you're going to speak to me, just be honest with me. You know, my music doesn't have to be for everybody. Mm-hmm. I've gotten comments from every style of listener, you know, hip hop, punk, rock, metal, you name it. There's so many people who have said the same thing over and over again. You know, I'm not really a big country fan, or they'll take it to the extreme and say, you know, I really hate country music, but there's mm-hmm. something about your stuff that I like. And I really do genuinely listen to whatever feedback I get, because, you know, if you don't listen to what the fans have to say, you're never going to get any better at what you do.
Right. Couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, you know, I think, you know, just a little criticism is good, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it makes you strive a little bit more to, you know, do whatever, you know? It's good.
Well, nothing is more humbling, and I'm going to throw a shameless plug in this particular portion of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I am first and foremost a lyricist. I can write melodies. I can arrange these songs fully in my head, but I could mm-hmm. never, ever, ever lie to anyone and claim to be a performer. I have no delusions about being a performer. I rely very heavily. You know, I stand on the shoulders of giants, and there's one giant in particular that I really do need to mention, and that is my buddy George Nardo, George W. Nardo of Luna Recording Studios in Tucson. Funny story, I had actually first started doing my first set of recordings at a different studio in town. The engineer and musician that I was working with was actually leaving and heading back east. He mentioned George to me, and my first sit down with George was some real, real hard love. George doesn't pull any punches. He lets you know how things are, and my vocals are, I'll say, passable. You know, I can hold enough of a tune where on karaoke night after a tequila or three, you know, I start sounding better, and if the audience has a few, that's even better still. My recordings only sound as good as they do because of my magician, and I've got to take my hat off. And I know there's no video feed here, but I am literally taking my hat off to Mr. George William Nardo. my brother. And like I said, it's the funniest thing. George and I grew up 14 miles from each other out on Long Island, and I had to come, you know, clear across the country to meet the guy.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You know, I'm going to have to, you know, Google. He should be on Google, right? You know, I'd like to see some more about him, you know? I like that kind of stuff.
He's an amazing guy, and I just recently, literally yesterday, found out another amazing piece of information about him. You know, I had posted on Facebook how amazed and how wonderful Dave Grohl's new documentary on the old Sound City studio was. And I offered to bring him my copy so that he could watch the movie if he hasn't. Well, of course, George already had the movie. George, I believe, actually saw it when it first came out in theater. But the real topper on all this is during the 80s, George actually worked at Sound City.
Wow.
So I you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, you're not necessarily going to see him on the front page. And he's been involved in productions that have sold well over a million copies. Mm-hmm. And I feel completely honored that I get to call him, first and foremost, my friend. He's the guy who gets to take my creations. I mean, I will literally walk into the studio with lyrics on a page and a melody in my head, and inside of 2 hours, we go from that piece of paper to the finished product that you guys hear. And it could never be possible without George's magic. So my hat goes off to him. He's an absolute magician. He's just amazing.
Big time. Kudos to him. Yeah, we definitely have to check him out and see more about him. That sounds really, really cool. He sounds magical. he knows how to do it. He does great at what he does, it sounds like. So I got to check it out. So I want to play your next song here because we're running out of time. So I just want to play this next song. So let's play Making Memories, and we'll be right back, okay? I'm so excited. Here we go. Making Memories by What's the Matter.
Lunch under that tall oak tree. It's the days like these that make me love making memories. You let me play like a child, just like Peter Pan. Sometimes it's what I need to be the man I am. It's all the things like these that make me love making memories. There are times in our lives that we'd all love to forget. But when it comes to you, girl, there just ain't been one yet. With the way day, with your smile and your kiss, make every single morning something I'll always reminisce about. With your perfect smile and your sweet green eyes, it really can't be any big surprise that seeing things like these makes me love making memories. Loving you for all my
it. That was Making Memories by White Panther. And White Panther, I just want to I'm just so, so glad that I got the chance to meet you and chat with you. And you can come back anytime. I had a blast talking to you. Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you so, so much. And, you know, like I said, since you're on the show once, you're a friend for life. So keep coming back. You know, we can catch up with you. Anytime, right?
I did have one quick question before we wrap.
Oh, yes. Please.
I know you're supposed to be the one asking questions. Tell me about Penelope.
What?
Tell me about Penelope.
I don't know who that is.
did Alan set me up?
I think he did.
Oh, he is going to have to answer to me. I'll deal with him in the chat room. Okay,
never mind. You know what? I would, because he's, you know what, Alan, you got to watch out for him. He's a little trickster. He likes to embarrass me, too. You know? Penelope. I'm like, Penelope. I don't know about Penelope.
We called you that once. It was like Penelope Peppermint or something, your stage name.
Oh yeah. You made up some weird thing for me. I don't know. Yeah, you make up a lot of interesting things. Wow.
It wasn't me, it was the squirrels.
Oh, it was the squirrels. Oh, well, that's different. that's a lot different.
The name. Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much. You're a good sport.
Well,
thank you for dealing with all this.
I have new nicknames for Josie now after I found, like, Cheetos in her computer. And yeah, so I got a lot of nicknames.
Yeah, I like my Cheetos. Oh, my gosh. This is going into an interesting direction. But thank you so much, White Panther. You're awesome. We'll chat with you soon, okay?
My pleasure. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
White Panther, everyone. Yes. Alan. All right. Well, remember, that was White Panther, W-H-Y-T-E, Panther. We got to hear his songs Meet the Devil and Making Memories. Remember, he's on Facebook. That's the best way you can get in contact with him. He's also on Reverb Nation. You can just check him all out, see all of his songs, purchase them if you like them, all that fun stuff. So please check him out. Now I am beyond excited because we have our next guest, and he is beyond amazing. I'm not even gonna delay. Let's just put him on. Everyone, please welcome Malik Hawkins to the show. Yeah. Yes, he deserves the applause. Hello, Malik, you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to get the chance to speak with you again. The first time I was introduced to you was on Solutions Radio with our friends Estenice Nguyen and Skylar Jett, and it was fun. It was a blast.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun, and I knew that I had to get you on the show. So you do a lot of amazing, amazing things, and you're only 11 years old, and some of the things that you do are, you know, modeling, theater, commercials, voiceovers, television, film, and you're a mime, to name a few things. I mean, you do it all. Can you tell us when you first got started? How old were you when you started all this?
When I first started acting and all this other stuff, I was 1.5 years old.
Wow. That is crazy. Oh, my gosh. Did you even know what you were doing at that point, or were you just having fun with it?
Actually, I think I did.
Really? See, you're professional. You just do your thing. I like that. And, you know, how did you first get started? Did you just want to have fun and you just kind of, you know, wanted to go on auditions? I mean, what happened, you know?
Well, really when cool. I was a baby, people came up to my parents saying that I was a cute baby, that they should submit me to an agency. So they submitted me to an agency when I was 17 months, and I got my first job when I was 18 months.
Thank goodness they did, because you are really, really an amazing, amazing boy. You do a lot of cool things, And, you know, what I'm wondering is, what did you start with first? Did you start, you know, movies or commercials? You know, what was your first adventure?
The first thing I did, I was 18 months, and I did a TV show for FBI Files. And my parents saw me cry on cue, and they decided that I should stick with acting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you could do that, you're gold. Wow. That is awesome. That is so awesome. And who are your biggest influences? You know, it could be a fellow actor or behind the scenes, or, you know, who do you look up to or watch?
Mm-hmm. My biggest influences are my parents.
Good answer. I love that answer. Very, very nice. And, like, do you have any, you know, favorite, like, TV shows that you like to watch or, you know, favorite actor? Who would you say?
My favorite TV shows would be Cooking on the Cooking Channel, some of the shows on the Cooking Channel, and I love to watch basketball whenever I can. And some of my favorite actors are Will Smith, Tyler Perry, and Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it. And you cook, too? You like to cook?
Yes.
Nice. Nice. Wow, you do it all. Very, very cool. And so, you know, I'm sure that you just enjoy everything that you do, but is there one thing that stands out that you really enjoy most of all? What's your favorite thing to do?
I think my favorite thing would be film, because you get to actually form a bond with your fellow castmate.
That sounds like it would be a lot of fun. I mean, do you enjoy it? Of course you enjoy acting, but you also like to make new friends, and that sounds really fun. That sounds fun.
Yes.
Yeah. And can you also give everyone the links to websites or social networking sites so people can chat with you and get to know you better?
Yeah, sure. I have a Facebook fan page under Malik Hawkins, MALIQUE, Hawkins, HAWKINS. My YouTube is the same name. And my online resume is at resumes.actorsaccess.com/Malik Hawkins. And you can find me on Twitter at Faith Plus Works or One Dream Team.
Perfect. Check it out. And I'll post all of your links for you after the show on my Facebook and stuff, so people could just click and check out everything that you do. Get you some new fans out there. Because people need to know your name. Mm-hmm. No problem. And your YouTube, I'm very familiar with your YouTube because you have a lot of very, very neat stuff on there. I mean, you have, you know, an educational commercial. You have, you know, you have interviews on there and speeches that you do. And, you know, you mime as well. So everyone, please check out the YouTube page because that's really, really fun to check out. So very, very nice. And miming. I want to talk a little bit about miming because I think you're the first one who is a mime that's on the Josie show. So can you tell us how you first got started miming?
At my church, they have a youth mime group, and when I was 5 years old, I joined that group.
Very nice, very nice. And is that something that you just, you know, is that like something that you just love to do for fun, or do you want to, like, you know, pursue that as a dream, you know?
It's one of my hobbies that I really enjoy doing.
Very nice. I love a video that you did. I think I told you this on Solutions Radio. You have, you know, miming to a great song on there. I don't remember what it is, but I remember watching it, and it was awesome. Oh, it's I Smile by Kirk Franklin. And it was amazing. You guys have to check it out. It's very,
thank
very
you.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I love it. And also, you do. You also like to sing. Am I correct?
Yes.
Awesome. You have a YouTube video here called you singing Conjunction Junction. Oh, is that your favorite song to sing?
No, but I was in my school play last week, and that was my solo song that I had.
Wow. Do you get nervous at all when you're performing live?
Usually I don't get nervous because I'm used to it.
You are. You're used to being in front of people and cameras and all that stuff. That's nothing for you. You do your thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what I want to know, because, you know, not a lot of people your age are doing everything that you do. So for young people out there, what advice would you give to other young people that are interested in doing something similar in, you know, entertainment? What kind of advice do you have?
I would say follow your dreams, work hard, and never give up.
Yes, that should be on a T-shirt. You should think about that. That is cool. That's a good one. That's good. And so also, I'm assuming you've met, you know, some, you know, cool people. I mean, behind the stage or co-stars or, you know, who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you and your career so far? Who would you say?
I've met Tatiana Ali, Guy Tori, Richard Roundtree, and Anna Maria Horsford, and many other people. But it's hard because that was a long time ago to say which one really made the biggest impression on me. But then again, I do have my favorite people that I haven't, my favorite actors that I haven't met yet, like Tyler Perry, Will Smith, and Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you think you would get starstruck? Do you usually get starstruck or do you just, you know, just walk up and you're fine?
I usually don't get starstruck.
Nice. You know, I do sometimes. See, you're good. You're very professional. You go in there and you do your thing. I sometimes get a little starstruck. I'm going to be honest. But that's really, really cool, you being young, being able to do that and kind of just, you know, doing your thing, doing everything. And so also, I was wondering, what are some, you know, fun things that you like to do, some hobbies when you're not working on, you know, acting or, you know, miming and modeling and theater, like all that stuff. What do you like to do for fun, some hobbies?
Mm-hmm. Basketball is my favorite sport, and I love to play basketball. I also like to read in my spare time, play video games sometimes, and watch TV, Cooking Channel, and basketball.
Yeah, we have a lot in common because I absolutely love video games. I'm such a gamer. It's kind of crazy, I have to admit. And I love watching great TV shows, and I do like to watch basketball with my dad. So you know what? There you go. Got a lot in common. very, very cool. And also a little fun question here for you. Have you ever got to travel anywhere that you would like to, or, you know, a place that you got to travel to that you just had a lot of fun and would like to go back? What's your favorite place to go to?
I've been to Georgia, and I worked at Tyler Perry Studios, and I auditioned for one of his shows. I've also been to California a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Hollywood, and I've been to New York.
Wow, you got to go to a lot of really, really cool places. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Is that a really fun part for you, getting to travel and meet new people?
Yes.
Me too. Me too. And speaking of video games and all that stuff, what's your favorite video games that you like to play?
My favorite video game is NBA 2K13 because I love basketball. So.
Oh, yeah. You good at it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I hear you're really good at it, too. You know, in real life, you play a lot of basketball, and you're really good at it. Very nice.
Yes.
Awesome. You really do. You do it all. I'm telling you, people, you are amazing. And when I was talking to you on Solutions Radio, a lot of people commented on how, like, you know, how professional and smart you are, and, you know, you're going to be the next president, and I agree. Yeah. I'm waiting to see you on some kind of, you know, TV network for, like, kid president or something. I mean, I don't know. I'm waiting. You should be. Gosh, your parents must be really proud. They should be. Mm-hmm. You're doing great, great things. And also, let me see if there's any questions here on Facebook for you or any other fun stuff. Oh, here's a good one for you. Is there any kind of TV show that you would love to be in? You know, a TV show that, you know, that you like to watch, or, you know, a TV show that's just getting started and you wish, you know, so bad you could join that cast and be in that TV show. What would you say?
I don't think there's really a TV show on that I would like to be in, but if if I could pick a genre of TV show, I think I would pick like a comedy or acting.
Ooh, yeah. Well, which one do you like better? Do you like more of the comedy or action, adventure?
I think I like comedy more.
You think so? Yes, I do too. I do too. A little action adventure is good, though. You know, every once in a while, and then have a little bit of, you know, funny time. That was good. Love it, love it. So let's see here. We are actually running out of time, but I do not want to hang up with you yet because I still have a couple little more things here to ask you about. But do you have any upcoming projects or anything in the works that you could tell us about? Are you in anything of recent or performing anywhere special? What do you have going on?
I'm not doing anything right now, but last week I was in my school play, Schoolhouse Rock Junior, live, and I have my movie that I filmed this summer coming out next month.
Nice. I am so excited to check it out. I'm a fan, and I'm excited to check out everything that you're going to be in, and I know you're going to do amazing. And I'm going to be there, I'm going to be watching it and with my eyes wide open saying, I know him. I got to talk to him. I'll be very proud. That's very, very nice. And also, you know, what are some goals that you would like to, you know, that you're kind of working towards? Do you want to be in some more movies, do some more performances live, more miming? What would you like to do?
I would like to do another one or two mime solos, maybe, and I would like to be in a few more movies.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I hope you're in a lot more, okay? You gotta be in a lot more. I'll be looking for it. Let me see in the chat room. I just got a thumbs up here that there's some stuff in the chat room, so hold on. I got logged out of my own chat room again. Interesting. It always seems to happen to me. I don't know why. Okay, so let me try to log in here. Sorry about that. Oh, here we go. In the chat room, someone asks, would you be interested in doing Broadway? Good question.
I think I would be interested in doing Broadway, maybe.
Yeah, that should be another kind of adventure that you should try to work towards, because, I mean, if you're not stage fright and, you know, you just love to perform and stuff, and when I see you, you know, doing performances and stuff, you are really great on stage. You shine on stage, so you should definitely try that. Wink,
thank
wink.
Thank you.
Yes. Let's see here. In the chat room, Maddie Bunner, I hope I'm saying that right. I'm so sorry. I'm so bad with names. But asks you, would you come up to Minnesota to do a meet and greet? Oh, you got some fans there. Minnesota. Anything
possibly
in the works? Or possibly? Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. There you go. Very, very cool. You go to Minnesota, you got some fans there that want to meet you. And also, you know, anytime you're in Illinois or anything like that, I'd like to meet you too, see you perform one of these days. That'd be fun. I'd like
okay.
that. Mm-hmm. I'd like that. So let's see. What other stuff here? Another question here in the chat room. If you didn't do acting and everything you do now, what else would you like to do? What else, you know, kind of job would you like to do if you weren't pursuing your acting? That's a good question, too.
I would like to play basketball or do something involving math and science.
Yeah. I didn't mention this before, but, you know, not only do you do all this, but you also keep, you know, your grades up. You're a really, really smart student, and you just, wow. That's all I can say, wow. That's really all I could say. I mean, that pretty much sums it up right there. You are really, really great in school. What's your, you know, is that your favorite subject in school, math and science?
Yes.
Is your favorite? Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's what you would be doing if you didn't do do acting. And also basketball, of course. Wow.
Yes.
Nice, nice. Yeah. And also, another question I'm trying to get to everybody in the chat room here. What do your friends think of what you do?
My friends want to see my movie when it comes out, and they're, like, if there's something there, they can get access to. They like to get the access to it.
Nice, nice. I like that you have supportive friends. That's very important. You know, that is very, very important. You know, you have to have good friends along the way, or else, you know, you're going to have, you know, you got to do your work and stuff, and then you also have to have, you know, really great friends to support you, which you do. So, which is really important. It's all good. And then another one here, how do you manage to do it all plus school? Good question.
I really don't know how I do all of that and manage it.
Good answer. You must be a really good multitasker. You got to be good at just pretty much just, you know, you keep moving. You have
yes.
to be. Wow. Very nice. And very good questions, guys. Thank you so much for asking those in the chat room. I love it. And I do not want to get cut off, but I had so, so much fun getting to know you and chat with you. And I think you have a huge, huge future. I mean, in, you know, television and, I mean, just anything that you want to pursue. And I am a fan, and I will keep checking out everything that you're doing. Just please keep us up to date, okay? Just message
okay.
me on Facebook and all that fun stuff. We have Facebook, so I would like to know everything you're in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Malik Hawkins, everyone. Chat with you soon, all right?
Okay.
Awesome, awesome. Oh, he's awesome. Very, very cool. I'm so excited that I got to talk to him. I have a feeling we're gonna be seeing him, you know, in a lot of places. So everyone, please remember that name, Malik Hawkins. And remember, he's on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and just check that out. And he has so many really, really cool videos here on YouTube that I was checking out. Let's see here. He's got, like, tons of interviews on there. Meet talented child actor Malik Hawkins. Oh, this is really, that's really cool. Got some commercials on here, some of his miming. A lot of cool stuff. Please check them all out. That is awesome. Ooh, I could be looking at this all day. This kid is talented, I'm telling you. So check him out. Check out everything that he's doing, Malik Hawkins. And I just want to thank so much everyone for tuning into the show, and for being on the show. Brandon Maddox, White Panther, and Malik Hawkins, you guys were all so wonderful, and I hope to have you guys back anytime. Anytime you guys have any new stuff out, whether it be new songs, new movies, new TV shows, anything that you would like to promote, please let us know, and we will promote the heck out of everything. Once you're on the show, you're a friend for life. So make sure you keep us in the loop and tell us everything. So thank you guys so much, and thank you to all the chat room questions and chat room people out there, and for everyone listening into the archives, if you weren't able to be here live, thank you so much, and we will chat with you next Friday. Thank you so much. Talk to you guys soon. Mwah! Thanks for tuning in to the Josie Show.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.